Let's talk a little bit about the proposal. Now, this is, would it be fair to say that this is in response to the legislation which is currently on offer in Madison, or is this something that the board has been working on for some time?
No, it's not a reaction. Actually, this is a brand new county board. 7 of 18 supervisors are new, and I'm a new county board chair. It's been just a year this week. We've had public hearings in more than the majority of Milwaukee County Board supervisory districts for the past couple months, and the message has been clear from our residents. We want local reform. We want change to happen locally.
And in fact, we heard during the debate on the assembly floor, we did hear that again and again from Milwaukee representatives that they believe this reform can be undertaken. I guess the question, though, is what assurances can you provide that, in fact, this plan is going to be implemented?
Well, many have said that this day would never come, that we wouldn't really change, we wouldn't change ourselves. I'm sponsoring this resolution, our legislation, this cycle, to go for a vote on Thursday, April 25th at our board meeting. I mean, you know, you can say a lot of things, but this is action. This is real. It's bold. It's big. You know, and I haven't seen a lot of elected officials out there who have made significant changes and reductions to their salary, pension, their terms. This is a major reform.
And, of course, if this does come to a vote and is approved on Thursday, that would, you know, that's well before the State Assembly will be taking up the legislation again. I guess what is your message then to, you know, to the authors of the legislation and to Republican leadership in the legislature?
Well, let's first start out with the Republican leadership. You know, we have something in common. I believe that the Republican Party places high value and respect on local control. This is local control and reform at its best. And so that's something that we can agree on. And, you know, again, to those in the state that were looking and said that we needed to make these changes because Milwaukee County never would, we are making the changes. I'm not on their timeline because their timeline in the assembly was no hearing in Milwaukee County, and within 6 to 7 business days, it went from a 9-hour testimony to a vote to the floor. And so, you know, we've been having local conversations for months in Milwaukee County, and this is a product of it. However, I have heard their message and incorporated in our local reform plan our different views and ideas from state legislators, community groups, and, of course, the residents of Milwaukee County.
And lastly, have you spoken with Representative Sanfilippo? And if so, what sort of exchange have you had since this has been proposed?
No, yeah, I've spoke to him quite a lot, more so now than when he was on the county board, but I have not spoken to him since last night. I mean, we had the press conference at 6 p.m., but we have not had a chance to speak yet. So, I mean, you know, he has supported reform, and this is reform. There's not just one way to do reform, only a monopoly on the word. We can do it locally, and we're going to show that. We're showing it now through action. So it's big, it's bold. You know, it's not about Joe Sanfilippo or me or the current supervisors. It's about the million people in Milwaukee County. Our local reform plan also has important checks and balances in it for future generations. So we think it's the right step forward.
I do have one other question, and I apologize for not knowing the answer to this, but the reform plan, will this be implemented solely on the basis of the vote by the supervisors themselves, or is there any referendum question involved in this?
Our local reform plan does not have a referendum question in it, and I mean, I remember the authors of the bill said that they wanted to have a referendum because they felt that that was their own version of local control. We are the locally elected officials who had local public hearings. Hundreds of people have spoken to us, and we're the people closest to the Milwaukee County residents. So this is the ultimate form of local control and us shaping our government here locally. The next step is, you know, we hope to adopt it on April 25th, and then it goes to the county executive, who's been very supportive of reform. So hopefully we can continue to work together. You know, I'm really anxious to get back to governing in Milwaukee County. We have a lot of issues, transportation. It's time to get back to the people's business.
I guess I do have to ask, assuming that that the board, the full board, does approve this, and County Exec Abley signs off on it, what then happens if the legislative leadership elects to proceed with their bill and passes it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, I think those are some questions for the state. You know, what are they going to do? How are they reacting? How will they move forward? I mean, I'm just not as familiar with their process, but you know, I hope that's not the case. I think that we should move forward with our local reform, and we'll see. I mean, you know, what are they going to do? What happens if they pass it? I mean, I think I've already stated that I oppose the bill, and I don't think it's good for Milwaukee County, so I hope that doesn't happen.
Very good. Chair Dmitrievich, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to call on this morning. Thanks very much.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye now.